This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 412 for Tuesday, May 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pulling back on Tuesday as the prospects for good crops across the prairies are strong. With the final settlement still pending, the July canola contract gives up $3.70 at $668.50 per ton, while the November contract is down $3 at $689.80 per ton. A broker says prairie crops, including canola, are off to one of the best starts in quite a few years, thanks to the rains across the region. However, those rains are likely to result in upwards to 40% of the canola being planted in June. The broker also notes that farmers are doing a fair bit of selling at this time. The prairies are to be dry for the next few days, although rain is in the forecast before the weekend for some parts of the region. Canola is getting support from good upticks in Chicago soy oil, but there are sharp declines in soybeans and soy meal. There's positive spillover coming from Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed closes lower. Gains in global crude oil prices are lending support to the oilseeds. The Canadian dollar slips back on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.26 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 73.34. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a private sale for 215,000 tons of old and new crop corn to Mexico. The USDA reports export inspections of soybeans for the week ending May 23rd are more than 212,000 tons, up from the previous week. Those for corn fall back to 1.08 million tons, and wheat rises to almost 399,000 tons. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Codonier keeps his call on Brazil and Argentina soybeans at 147 million and 50 million tons respectively. Codonier also holds Brazil and Argentina corn at 112 million and 47 million tons respectively. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday. The July contract drops 18.5 cents at $12.29.5 per bushel. July soy oil falls $9.90 at $376.60 per short ton. July soy oil advances nearly 0.6 of a cent at 45.52 cents per pound. Corn is lower as its July contract loses 2 cents at $4.62.5 per bushel. Oats are mixed as its July contract turns around to tack on a penny at $3.77. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago July rises 3 cents at $7. Kansas City July jumps 10 cents at $7.31. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July adds 4.5 cents at $7.57. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.